And thanks for your company this morning, the Live Well, Be Well radio show on 96.5. My name's Katie, and I'm really excited about catching up for the next few minutes with our Fox in Flats, Andrea Zanatich, on a beautiful well-being topic we're going to discuss this morning, Andrea. I don't think we've ever touched on something like this on the show, but you're going to take us through life lessons from a 90-year-old friend. It's beautiful.
Oh, hi. Yeah, good morning. Katie, I've been thinking this week a lot about my old next-door neighbour, Anna, and because this time last year, she sadly passed away at the age of 90. But, you know, despite our 50-year age gap, Anna became a really special friend to me, and on reflection, she taught me so many things about life. And so I thought today there's a few of them that I'd love to share with you and the listeners. This is a way to remind us all what a treasure it is to have older, more experienced people in our lives.
Oh, it's lovely. I'm even just getting a warm heart from that intro. Oh. So take us through your life lessons.
Yeah, okay. Well, Anna taught me that sometimes it's okay to break the rules. Now, Anna, as I said, she used to live next door to me. So I'd go and pop by and visit with my little boys, and she'd drag out these packets of creamy biscuits and jam-filled cakes and soft drinks to give to them, and the kids were in heaven. But I, you know, as a mum, I'd be sitting there feeling quite frustrated, thinking, you know, I'm going to have to take these kids home, and they're going to be super hyped up from all of the sugar, and there's going to be tantrums and tears. So I'd try to tell her, you know, my rules about sweets and treats. And it was so funny because she would just smile and laugh, and then she'd ignore us, and she'd just, like, give them all the food. The other thing Anna taught me is about the importance of making new friends at different stages in your life. And our friendship was a really unlikely one. There was obviously the age difference, 40 years, but there was also quite a big language barrier between Anna and I, because she was Croatian and she spoke very, very broken English. So it was quite hard for me to understand her. And also, she was quite hard of hearing. So I'm pretty sure she didn't understand me either. But, you know, but we were really both open to sharing part of our little life journey together. And it was mostly done through smiles and hand gestures and sometimes tears. But, you know, being open to such a friendship has really made my life a lot richer for it. The other thing Anna taught me was not to accept the status quo. Anna had various ailments in her body over the years. And obviously, there's lots of wear and tear happening as we age. But she always had this, like, slight look of shock and bewilderment on her face if she was sick in any way. It was like she was slightly outraged that her body wasn't up to doing what she wanted it to do. But instead of accepting that, she always looked for alternative treatments and options to help sort her health issues out.
It's so nice. And I think you would have, well, you've certainly taught me a life lesson this morning, and probably a lot of our listeners, just in the fact that we can learn so much from the people in our lives when we open up. And, you know, I know a lot of people don't really take the time to talk to their neighbours or invest, you know, relational time. And I just think it's a good reminder for us to be aware of the people in our life, what we can learn from them, and really to build those friendships. I just, you know, even hearing those things that have come out of your short friendship with her is just lovely.
Yeah, I think, you know, being open to new friendships and people with different experiences, it makes our lives so much richer for them.
Oh, you teach us so much every time. Andrea Zanatich, yeah. Our Fox in Flats. Where do we go during the week? You've got a heap of blog posts every day, pictures and everything. Where do we head?
Yeah, just hop online and go to foxinflats.com.au.
Too easy. Next up, too, on the Live Well, Be Well radio show, we're tucking into a healthy recipe. I can't wait. We'll do it next.
With thanks to our show partner, the Cancer Council Queensland, this is 96.5's Live Well, Be Well. We're families number one. 96.5.